17 and a half, no, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KCAW, and broadcasting from Sitka, and at 8:18 on most mornings during the week, Monday through Friday, we are lucky to have live guests in the studio to talk about all kinds of things, and this morning we're lucky as well. We have two women in to talk about a film festival that is upcoming. And Ellen Frankenstein and Shannon Haugland, who will let her get her breath, and she just waltzed in before we open her mic here so she can not pant as she's getting her breath. But good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Chris.
Thanks for coming in this morning. And Shannon, good morning to you as well. We're good. Let me get your mic
okay,
on.
Okay, good morning.
Oh,
how
that's
are you?
That's much better. Thank you. We're well and happy, and we're looking forward to hearing about the film festival that is coming our way in, what, about 10 days or so, right, Ellen?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So, two films so far. Is that it?
Two films, but we're contemplating others.
We're gonna start big with two films.
Okay.
And what's our theme?
Well, we tried to, I guess we started with, just talk about Ellen's film for a second. Ellen Frankenstein made a film, she can talk more about the specifics of her film, called Layers of Change, and it's about the community getting together to make this mural. And I don't know if you participated, but...
I did,
not much of an
actually.
Artist, but it was a lot of fun to get together with other members of the community, a lot of them you didn't know, and to do a paint-by-numbers project.
With a very big history, a long history going out of the Sitka Health
Let's
Summit.
Let's talk about
the domestic,
that.
Yep,
yeah.
The Domestic Violence Task Force.
Right.
So that's where is that where the idea for the mural, which is now actually beautifully displayed on the outside of Blatchley Middle School, by the way, is that where that all came out of? Or how did, because... I think some of our listeners don't know about the mural project.
Well, part of the timing of this film festivals and the theme of our film series is community makes a difference, is our connection to the Health Summit, where people pick goals to make the community a well, whole, healthy place. So creating this mural, the Sitka Choose Respect mural, was one of the projects that was selected. And it was a year-long project. If we actually put the mural up in early October, it'll be a year. And it was to address domestic violence and sexual assault and bullying, and to fit in the statewide campaign to choose respect.
Okay. And a lot of this work went on during the schools. A lot of people weren't really aware of, you know, all the work that went in to it and behind the scenes. But all those ideas played a part in the design of the mural. The mural designers were very aware of all this work that had gone on.
Now, didn't they, because if I'm remembering, and correct me if I'm wrong here, one of the women that did the design had spent a lot of years in Sitka.
Yes, Sinessa Lundmarkin
was
from here, and then Eliseo Art Silva was, we put out a call for a social justice mural artist. And part of this, so this film, which was actually made with many people, like the camera was thrown around, there's so many people that were involved.
I know I think, when I was over there painting just for fun, there were a couple of really young gals from, I think they were both Pacific High people that were doing some of the filming and interviewing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of students, to get people to kind of reflect on the whole thing and really think about what makes this community a better place. And then the other film we're showing is about taking us across the globe to Tel Aviv.
That's right. The other film we selected is called Strangers No More. And it is about a school it's an Israeli school. The main language they speak there is Hebrew. But the kids come from all over the world, I think 48 countries at last count. And a lot of these kids have horrible and tragic backgrounds, and it just talks about what it takes to make a community. And it's not a really long film. It's a 40-minute film. It won the Academy Award a couple of years back for Best Short Documentary. And we looked over a bunch of films, but this one actually probably goes best with
the
Ellen's
community
film. And I'm going to embarrass Ellen for a second.
It's not Ellen's film. It's the community's film.
It's the community's film, but she's the director. So we're going to go with that.
The actual editing was like an archaeological dig, and I had some great students, Haley Angus, Sanessa, one of the artist's daughter, and Emma Bruhl, and a couple other kids who really sat with me and like tried to help this turn into a story. And it's actually aired already on 360 North, and it's going to air again in October, again, because it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
But this is the first public showing, right,
in
Sitka?
We postponed it till, you know, we thought it'd be fun to connect it again to all these great things going on in our community.
With the
including
health,
the health summit. Yeah,
right, which is coming up in October with the health fair and when they pick other projects. And you can get information on the health summit by going to SitkaHealthSummit.com.
Okay. Yeah, because the if for people who don't know, there's the community, I don't know, goals, I guess you would say, that the health summit invites people to come and bring projects like you guys apparently did with the mural to kind of motivate and get everybody involved.
Well, I'm not sure how Ellen was involved with the mural itself. Was that an art change project?
It was, no, art change was kind of like, it went through art change. We were kind of like the fiscal sponsor, whatever helped it.
Yeah,
but there was
okay.
a mural committee. Someone documented that we met 300 hours to organize this mural and make sure it encompassed everything we wanted.
You mean just the pre-meetings before the mural started?
And after.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you just before we, because I know you want to brag about Ellen, and we're going to get to that.
I
wanted to ask you about how many hours, because you were talking about editing, how many hours of actual footage did you have? Do you have any idea?
Well, you know, because we did this great project with Blatchley Middle School students in Ms. Farber's class, and so those kids shot this footage, and there was stuff all through the year, so I didn't add it up, but there was probably a good 60 hours, and we ended up making a 25-minute film. And
that is a lot of editing.
Well, and I had the kids like take parts and pull, and then we did extra interviews to kind of pull it together and sort of give it to bring it back to some of the issues.
So the film is kind of just about the whole process then?
Yeah, and some of the themes about the things that we don't talk about, there was an element in the whole process where we did this call for invisible stories about kind of recognizing the things that aren't addressed that are part of our lives. And then if you look at the actual mural design, then you'll see those the bear and the elements that show those invisible stories.
Okay. You were going to speak, Shannon.
I was going to speak about how moving both the films are. Strangers No More is a story about people being welcomed into a community and the way we welcome people, how we make them feel more welcome, despite having struggles. And some of these kids, they're from the Sudan, they're from Eritrea, they're from Ethiopia, they're from Southeast Asia, they're from places where they're basically forced to leave their countries. And that's what makes it really moving. You have these kids and you see how strong they are. And I think some of the themes that the kids talk about, I mean, there's smaller struggles here, but I'd say they're no less important. I mean, the kind of things kids go through at school and how they're welcomed or not welcomed into the community. Some of the things some of the kids say they're really touching. So the films are kind of connected in that way. Just
the commonality of
community, being welcomed or not welcomed, into what it means to be welcomed and how important it is to be part of a community.
And another thing about this Strangers No More is the amazing, like, teachers and principals in that, how they are just, they're so present and so aware of their students and what it's like. Some of the lines are amazing, like, schools shouldn't close doors. I mean, just remember, whatever, there's no such things as strangers. I mean, there's some, like, beautiful, just kind of beautiful, being aware of what people, the struggles that are going on in people's lives. And violence is a big theme in that film, too, because there's folks from Sudan. And,
and how important it is to have role models and strong adults, I guess, in both of these worlds. Adults are big.
Yeah, okay. So we better talk about dates and times and how you can get tickets and all that good stuff.
Well, you can just go to the door. That's probably the easiest way. Tickets are $8. And the film is 6:00 on Friday, September 28th. And the tickets will also be available at Old Harbor. We just don't have them there yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can get a ticket in advance. And we're hoping a lot of people come because you can watch Layers of Change if you, you know, have the right times and everything for the, and you have cable TV. But this will be the first time on a big screen. It might be probably be the only time you get to see it on a big screen. So okay. It'll be fun to see all your friends and neighbors up on screen. Some people you didn't know were in the film are up there. And I think that's one of the big joys of seeing a locally made film is being able to see people you know, hear what they have to say.
And the kids are very sweet in the film.
The kids are awesome in that film.
There's a little discussion about bowling in there it's just one. The kids are wonderful,
aren't they? Always, mm-hmm. Aren't kids generally pretty wonderful?
Yeah,
the film. Yeah, doing a project like that, and it was really interesting. The whole idea of, because I do not do art, and I love art, but when I heard it was paint by number, I thought, oh, this. Even people like myself can go over there. There'll be something for me to do. And sure enough,
yeah, it drew in. The project had already drawn in dozens of people, and this made it, so it drew in, I don't know, a couple hundred more. So that was good to make it a more community project.
So 6 o'clock on the 28th of September at the Coliseum Theater, I'm assuming.
Yes.
At the Coliseum Theater, that's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $8, and pretty soon you'll be able to get them at Old Harbor Books.
Right.
Or you can just come
show
to the door.
Show up at the door. That's fine.
All right. Do we need to mention anything else?
No, just appreciation for the Sitka Health Summit, for everyone who was involved in the mural, for the schools, and just for understanding everything as a process. And I really have done other films about community art projects, and I think that sometimes objects get lost on walls or in places, and just these stories can help us remind what is the story behind the object that's on the wall or the totem pole.
Yeah. That takes place, because the artwork may or may not be seen by people depending on how fast they drive by Blatchley, for mm-hmm. example. But the process will be remembered.
And I want to say one more thing, Chris. Everybody's an artist. Living is an art.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to argue with that.
We're out of time.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Ellen Frankenstein, the director of the film, and Shannon Hoglan. And they're putting on the film festival, in which will take place on the 28th of September. And thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Really appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Have a great week.